If there is any one medicine that is needed in this generation, it is the peace of mind. For never, I suppose, in the history of this country has there been a generation living under such tension as this one. It was during the miracle service when a young man, only 32 years of age, good-looking, exceptionally fine-looking, came seeking help for his nerves. He admitted that the tension had been so terrific that he had actually contemplated suicide. Not more than 5 minutes later, a young woman, not very old, came forward for a nerve healing. She confided in me and told me that she had had 27 shock treatments. Think of it. 27 shock treatments. And it was all because of nerves. People break under the strain of this life. High tempo thinking and living always cause people to break. The late Caruso had a dinner table trick. He would hold a slender glass high in the air, and then he would sing an ascending scale until he came to a high note, which he would repeat until the constant vibration actually, literally shattered the glass. I am told on good authority that at automobile proving grounds, the greatest test given an automobile is not over high terrain, but to drive it over a smooth pavement at a very high rate of speed. For the high frequency vibration thus set up reaches into the interior of the motor and finds any defect more quickly than if the machine had to plunge and push and struggle with natural obstacles. Now reason with me a moment. If a glass can be shattered by high tension, if high frequency can ferret out the inner weaknesses of an automobile, what do you suppose that strain of this kind does to the delicate mechanism of our flesh, our brain, blood, and the spirit that makes up the human being? You want to know something? You and I are so constituted that we can never secure peace, inner peace, except through God. There cannot be peace of mind or peace of soul except there be the peace of God. That is the essence of the whole matter. You are created by God. You belong to God. You are made for God. People forget these things. Paul says, "In Him we live and move and have our being." We do live. We do move in God. Every man lives and moves in God, for God is inescapable. We can only deny Him with the very power that He gives us. And yet, many people do not have their being in Him. We live on surface roots. The taproot has not gone down into God. We do not have our very being in him. We fail to appropriate his amazing resources. Life is a restless, a disrupted thing until we give ourselves to something beyond ourselves, until we obey something ultimate and obey it supremely. We're made like that. We're constructed like that. And we will know as much of God as we are willing to put into practice, no more, no less. Our souls are restless until they rest in him. Just let us reason together for a few minutes. You are created by God. You belong to God. You may turn your back on him. You may deny his power. But it doesn't change the fact one iota that he is your creator. His blood is in your veins. His bone is in your bone. His life is in your life. That's what the Word of God means. Let us. And it's God speaking. Let us. Make man in our image, after our likeness. To whom was he speaking? To the Son, to the Holy Spirit. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. You and I are made in the image of God, after his likeness. And we were made for God. This restlessness in me, in you, is because God calls us to himself. And we absolutely can never have peace of mind and peace of soul until we have the peace of God. When God is not the center of our lives, our being, then we become the center. We become God. We handle our own affairs. We try to run our own lives. We try to run our own families. We try to run our businesses. And then you want to know what happens? We get ourselves in a mess. And we become a mess. And it isn't long before worry and fear dominate our lives, dominate us. And we break under the tension. We break under the strain. We're mastered by fear. We're mastered by worry. And then do you want to know what happens? We break. Long ago, multitudes crowded around Jesus. He knew them. He knew them better than they knew themselves. And those people were no different than the people today. And he turned to them and said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Those are the most beautiful words ever uttered. Perhaps no generation needed those words more than our generation, and perhaps no generation has responded so completely to them as our own. Come unto me. There's your answer. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding. It's beyond human understanding. It's beyond your understanding. The peace of God beyond our understanding shall keep your hearts, and not only your hearts, shall keep your minds through Christ. Get God in your soul. Get a clean mind. And I'll guarantee you something. You will have peace of mind from now on until the end of the journey. Slipping to your knees just now. Say, wonderful Jesus. That's what I need. I need you to control my life, my body, my mind. Give that peace just now as I give myself to you. Amen.